A Favoring Blindness. One of the advantages to old age is a skewed perception. The true marvel of it is that at some point in the aging process, control of our perception is handed over from our logical, objective brain to our rose-tinted memory. When I married my wife, she was valedictorian smart, intelligent, well-spoken, a good swimmer, and of course, beautiful. We are now in our 51st year of marriage, and to my eyes and heart she remains all of the above. If I work hard at it and squint a little, I can almost see that over the years she's gained a few wrinkles, some gray hairs, and that her silhouette is no longer that of the teenager I married. Nonetheless, almost every time I gaze upon her, I still see that beautiful blushing bride. And if this skewed perception is not reciprocated, well, I'm in big trouble. For the one whose outer imperfections or faults are not being recognized, this skewed perception of the viewer can be a real advantage. For, as a rule, this means that he or she is invariably being judged not by what lies upon the surface, but by what lies within. Just imagine what I would look like to my God if his perception of me was limited to what lies on the surface of my life. With the 70-year accumulation of sin and apathy and outright rebellion which comprises my outer layer, I'd be to him nothing less than a putrid, gangrenous lump of ambulatory filth. He would rightly be repulsed by the very sight of me. Because of Jesus, however, God is as blind to all that as I'm blind to the changes that have been realized over the years to my good wife and myself. 2 Corinthians 5:17-19 and verse 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In his first letter to them, the Apostle Paul itemizes a long list of reprehensible behaviors which had belonged to at least some of the Corinthians. But then he follows that with this profound statement that applies to every follower of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Praise God that when he looks upon me, he sees, instead of my failings, the atoning blood of his Son, even Jesus, the Christ.